Blog Talk Radio.
Outside original series shit, you know.
That's what's
something, man. You know, we had to play that root chakra. You know how we do, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with that. You know, that's love right there. The streets is feeling that when they hearing that, you know. They like to turn that thing on up.
That's what's up, man. So for all the listeners, man, that don't know who you are, let them know your whole legacy, what you're all about, you know, what you got going on now.
Well, you know, it's Corleone. Originally, the Corleone out of Queensbridge from out of the 25 to life camp. With Capone and Noriega, Tragedy Gaddafi, Iman Thug, you already know, you know, 2-5 still forever shine, you know, it's still all love, all in the fam, you know. 12th Street, 41st Side, Queensbridge Cat, you know. You know, I've been out the loop, but I've been still working these last couple of years, you know, right now. I got the street pics going on right now with the photography, but the big event right now is Southside Original Series, man. You know, starring myself, Kimani Molly, Tretch, and Naughty by Nature, Mike Epps, Ice-T, Queen Latifah, you know, big stars in AJ, you know. It's so good. We all working. We about to release a trailer. You know, it's going to be playing on everything viral in the next 2 weeks. Most likely coming out of Ice-T's Final Level film company and things like that, you know?
That's big right there, man. Power moves right there, man.
Yeah, you know. You know what I mean? It was bigger than power moves, man, because, you know, we leave power where power at. We doing major moves, you know what I'm saying? Everything big business, you know? Queen stand up, man.
You know,
man. So, you know, I mean, for all the listeners, that's all it is for all the listeners, man. I hope they feel that root chakra, you know, that's strictly for the streets, you know. It's that attitude that the streets been missing, man, you know. And it ain't no imaginary nothing on that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real street talk. It's everything that it is, man, because ain't nothing imaginary about myself, you feel me?
That's real. That's why we call it root chakra. It is what it is. Self-explanatory.
All day,
you know what
man.
Wow. Self-explanatory, man. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. What new music you got coming out, man?
Well, you know, I'm still working on the mixtape classic album, which is basically before I can move forward into the future, you know what I'm saying? I got to grab these listeners and get them what it was in the past and present. And how the present should be, you know what I'm saying? But it's basically, you know, it's new tracks, it's a flow, but it's the feel of what it used to be in hip hop. Like you had to be a real dude to stand up and make money in this business, you know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying, that's in the industry, they've been in the industry for over 20 years. I mean, it's kudos to them, man. They do what they do, man. But they still spitting it like they living like I'm living 20 years later, still on these streets, still being who I be, man. You know what I'm saying? Still with the spotless, clean, squeaky, clean street record, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I go dolo. They do what they do. I don't disrespect nobody's hustle in this rap game. I'm not a hater, man. It's just a lot of things is taking hip-hop to an imaginary version of what real life is, man. And that's what Mixtape Classics is. It's giving you that feel-good music of what's happening still, not no imaginary like you could just come outside and sell a pack of crack. You know what I'm saying? Next day you know you're in a 740 Benz, 740 BM actually. You know what I'm saying? Like it just doesn't happen like that. You know what I'm saying? Just like they try to say, it's levels to this, man. You know, it's not levels, it's earned. You know what I'm saying? Because levels, you can just walk up on levels. If you can make it to the top with endurance, you know what I'm saying? But fugaziness can always make it to the top impersonating. But earning your right to be is something different, man. That's life, man. Throwing blows at you at times you don't really need it. It's just if you're still getting up to make it to the next day, man. And that's what Mixtape Classics is. And after I complete that, I'll be able to move on to giving them what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? But I got to let them know that this is where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? the things I ain't get the chance to say. That's all.
That's real, man. I like that, man. I like that, man. For real, for real. QB, stand up. Whole New York City.
Yeah, 41st side, man. My dudes met a world peace, man. You know, all good. Trash, you know what I'm saying? Trash stand up. Peace to Taheem Bryant, you know what I'm saying? The executive producer of Southside Original Series, you know, the man that's making it all happen, the man that's writing the checks, you know what I'm saying? Word up, you know, my man, he's doing what he's doing, man. You know, he's still keeping it real with me, man. I'm keeping it real with him, man. And shout out to Tretch, you know, Queen Latifah, you know, shout out to Mike Epps, Method Man, all the participants, all my co-stars on this, man, you know.
That's what's up, man. That's a legendary lineup right there, bro.
It's bigger than business. I'm telling you, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's bigger than big business, man. This is what's happening, man. Like, you know, we're bringing you a legacy of what Southside used to be, you know, back in the days. It's true but fictional story. You know, of what it was in Southside Queens in the 80s, in the late 80s after Catnum went up, you know, and Prem, you know, stepped into the fold of the limelight, you know what I'm saying, with the Seven Crowns and all that, you know what I'm saying, with the guards, you know what I'm saying, the lessons of street character and lessons and discipline that it was and how it took to be in the street to make money, you know what I'm saying? And unity, you know what I'm saying? It was either roll with us or get rolled over, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it was, and we trying to not so much recap on what it was about that, but it was the principle of a man that we trying to recap, plus the feel-good styles and things of the 80s that make it happen for the people that's retro effect today with it, with the high tops and the gazelle, like, you know. Show them how to do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a whole lot of things they're going to learn from Southside. You know?
Yeah, that was a legendary era right there, you know what I mean? So they're definitely going to learn a lot.
Yeah, and it shows a different light on what we was doing out there in Queens because, you know, people had the misconception of Queens being all like the Cosby Show. Like, you know, we wasn't ghetto in Queens. Like, we wasn't broke like the rest of the world. So now, you know, I mean, it's time to show where we got that Cop Killer Queens thing from. You know, that wasn't just a slogan. That was what was happening. Like, everybody was killing each other. We was killing the cops trying to stop us from that money.
Pappy Mason.
And also disciplining the streets on how to move militantly through the God Body era. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Appearance is everything. You know what I'm saying? What you had to work out, you know what I'm saying? People didn't know that in the 80s, that to be on a team, you know what I'm saying, you had to go hit the bar, do push-ups, you know what I'm saying, because everybody had to be physically fit just in case there was a war. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was things that they don't do these days. They don't tell you to get your body physically fit when they put you in the block with the pack. All they telling you is, like, yo, listen to this song, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got this.
That's,
you know,
true.
What I'm saying? We getting money. You know what I'm saying? You know, made it from starting from the bottom. Now we here. You talking about dudes that's making things that's imaginary, man? Because a lot of times, you know, their bottom is not the bottom that we coming from, man. I mean, it's an inspirational song, but they're not telling you. They when they're in their interviews and they still trying to explain how real they are with what they're doing. Like they real. Like dog. Come on, man. Hip-hop has rules, man. Hip-hop still demands that you be a real dude. Like, if you want to twist it all around and say because you're nice at putting words on paper and you can express yourself better than most artists out there, that doesn't mean that you're the best of your time. That means that you're a good artist. You come in with a new venture. But you're not street certified. It doesn't make you street certified because you sold platinum albums.
That's right.
With
that's
other right. Artists that's still betraying to be street dudes, that's probably paying dudes on the street to be a street
right.
dude. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
you know,
it is what it is, because Corleone has always been on the streets, man.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
Out there, man. You're going to be out there. You're going to be out there at the Rutgers game the whole week, right?
Yeah, I got street picks setting up at the Rutgers game, you know what I'm saying? We got the backdrops and all that, you know what I'm saying? Instant photos, you know, for the people. We also being able to, you know, do parties, baby showers, cookouts, everything on the streets, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be a model, you need anything done, we're going to take it to the streets, alleyways, rooftops, staircases, and make it look sexy and elegant and edgy.
That's what's up.
The way modeling
like
should
that,
be.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? We don't do nothing in the studios at Street Picks. Street
for
Picks
real,
is live
real.
Footage for live
I
people.
Like that, man. So let everybody
Street
know.
Live, man.
Let everybody know your Twitter and your Facebook info so they can go holler at you, check you out, see everything you got going on.
Well, you can check me out and book me, coleonking@gmail.com. You can also check me at coleonking@facebook.com. And also, if you need me on Instagram, that's KingCoQB at Instagram. And my Twitter is also coleonking@twitter.com.
That's what it is, man. Hip-hop
and also check out
Radio.
Southside Series.
Definitely, man.
Yes. Gonna
be a
banger,
man.
It's going to be on Wellstar everywhere you want to be viral, man. Punch it in. Check us out. Show support to the black actors and filmmakers of the day. Trying to make groundbreaking series for people to understand where we're coming from still.
Pleasure having you on the show,
Cuzzo.
You know how we do.
Not a problem, man. Yo, listen, man. For the listeners out there, man, always support fam that supports you. Fam might not be fam no more these days, but the fam that is your fam, that's your fam. You know what I'm saying? Always
that's
support. Because it always comes
that's
back
true.
Boomerang, man.
Exactly. All the time, man. That's what it is, man.
Fam, you showing love,
video.
Man.
Yeah.
No doubt, man.
King Cole QB. That's what it is, man. Mixtape classics. Check out that Southside series coming soon. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We're going to get into some hot music. We're going to come back. We got a special guest tonight, Corey, digital marketing expert. He's going to build with us, drop jewels on the whole digital marketing game for hip hop. Indie artist, definitely going to drop a lot of jewels. We're going to build with him in a minute. We're going to play this heat right here. Let's do what we do. Let's get it, baby.
Boom chaka.
We the best. All I wanted was my time flooded and to be on that next time cover. These niggas don't know the grind of it. Far as painting pictures, I let my mind brush it. Never know a man till you play cards with him. Could even show your hand if you play smart with him. Huh? Casino game in the park with him. Chess table, black label, sipping dark with him.
Yes.
Surrounded by OGs and old fiends. Hide up, sitting like in the nosebleeds. In the half, I move the whole thing. It's no thing, make a sale on every phone ring.
Yeah.
Get a little fame, they gon' hate. In the chain, they gon' say you're cross fake. Your best is a dude you can pay, it's just cause fake. They say I need me a hit, get rain or walk straight.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas say they rhyme, yeah, I'm rhyme on my will for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100. I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes, I'm holding on.
Mastermind.
Look me in my eyes.
Pull a Bentley on the block, ribbon on the hood. Just to let you niggas know winning in the hood. Got the Benz, got the Rolls, the Acura Audi.
Woo.
12 mil on the floor, she vacuum around it.
Woo.
I'm at that big money, Pacquiao payout. Hit Puff for a meal on the way out. Me and Pharrell charter jets from the same bar. Swear to God I had the SK in the clear port. Doubling, we know to hit your ass up. Shooters jumping out in masks like we Daft Punk. Fat Trail, Sally nigga, Rocky Fred. We the best real nigga, rally nigga.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas said they rhyme, yeah I'm rhyme on my will for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100. I see you look me in my eyes. Drum hole 100, now you fuck boys running. Look me in my eyes.
No need to front, these hoes know me, I'm Kobe, I'm known for scoring a bunch. Every bunch in the plaza, top floor in the trunk. What you grab the whole year, I bag more in a month. That's right, I'm mad nice. Posted in front of corner stores like bad guys.
Right.
I know your whore, she blow the horn like bagpipes.
Yes.
I'm in baby shit, cleaned up like ass white. Bugatti park, Bugatti sharp, like the 10 man, still on me without a heart. Been with them soldiers, boy, before Collie Park. Surrounded by sharks in the ocean with body parts.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas said they ran, yeah, I'm riding on my wheel for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100. I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes, drum hole 100. Now you fuck boys running. Look me in my eyes. Look me in my eyes.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got a special guest caller calling in tonight, 415, talk to me.
Hello, 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 what's going on?
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Corey Griffin, digital marketing expert, short net. Let everybody know what you're all about, man.
What's up, everybody? So, pretty much I'm all about helping the community, the industry, man. You know, the internet is still at its young peak, and these dudes, a lot of people online, they know what they're doing, and a lot of people don't. And so what I'm trying to give is some true internet marketing game. Like, for starters, get an email address. If you're giving out free music, ask for an email address, and if it's hot, they'll give you your email address, and don't spam them. But stay in relationship with them. You know, that's one tip. But first of all, I want to thank, you know, Hip Hop Stock Exchange for even letting me on the call. And I was jamming Ben Frank's mixtape the other day, and I really, really liked that and appreciated that. So big ups to you guys.
Definitely, man. Same here, man. I see you doing big things on Twitter, man. It's only right. It's what we do. I mean, what are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make out here in the game?
Well, you know, a lot of the most obvious one is just, you know, posting your music all throughout the Twitter timeline all day long without being yourself and actually giving your fans a piece of you and piece of your mind. It's not bad to post your music links, you feel me, on your Twitter page, but don't do it all day long, just, you know, posting it, you know. The best thing that you could do is build and engage with your fans. You know, if you do post it, ask them, did they listen to it, ask them how they liked it, maybe shout them out if they did listen to it, different things in that area. So the biggest mistake is just really the me mentality. You know, think about it as your fans. You know, what are they actually receiving from this whole internet experience that you're giving them?
That's what's up, man. I like that, man. I like that. For real. What are some of the things, you know, indie artists could really do to build their brand on the internet?
Okay, and remind me at the end of this, before I jump off, to give some of these independent hip-hop artists some cool, dope resources that are free online. Remind me to do that, but some things that they can do to build their brand. Okay. Some things that they can do to build their brand is, number one, is buy your real estate. And what I mean by that is, when you go onto the internet, purchase your domain name. If you're Lil Fat Cats or you're, you know, whatever your alias is, go see if that domain name and that real estate is online. That's the number one thing. And then number two, from there, even if you don't have the website up, you know, focus on just one social media platform. If you're going to do Twitter, do Twitter. If you're going to do Facebook, do Facebook. And then once you master one of those, then you can start focusing on these other ones like YouTube and, you know, all these other ones. So go where you feel like your voice is being heard, and then once you do that, then just go hard on it until you can get it to the point where you can either automate it or get it outsourced where you have, like, a community manager working with you and helping you build the website so you can get focused and get back in the studio.
Right, definitely, man. That is real, for real, for real, man. Good knowledge right there, man. So how long you been in the game, man? How long you been doing the marketing?
So my story is real simple, man. I'm an entrepreneur, a hip-hop fan first. You know, growing up, hip-hop is like my uncle. You know what I mean? Grew up on it. I'm a young cat. But I had the opportunity to run a business with my pops out in San Francisco, the Bay Area, you know, home of where Independent all started. And so I was able to come out here and work on a cleaning service. And I got introduced to the internet marketing game. And it just so happened I got a lot of homies and a lot of friends that rap. You know what I mean? And when I'm spitting to them, talking to them, like, man, why don't you get your website and get an email address? They were asking me, man, can you be my manager? And, you know, can you work with me? And I was real busy, to be honest, working, trying to build my own cleaning service with my pops' cleaning service and a couple other businesses on the side. And it just hit me one day. I was just like, man, I'm getting all these people asking me. So for about 2 years, I've really been on the motion. But for the past 4 years, off and on, I've just been, like, helping homies out with their fan pages and seeing that the internet was an interest to me. So I was putting some projects together myself with my music and kind of stopped. But what kept me going was helping out some of my homeboys and just giving them the knowledge, working with them weekly on coaching and consulting with them on their digital plan. And, you know, looking at it more like, what are you going to do when you do get a manager? You know, how are you set up when you do go to this radio station? You know, do you have a landing page for your fans to put their email address in? Are you just, you know, getting 3,000 views and not making no money from it?
That's
so for
real,
about
man.
A year, I've been really going hard this year, at the beginning of this year. And on Twitter, like I said, I focused on one platform. And on Twitter, this year, since January, I've just been going hard and been able to just keep my strategy going and getting 1,000 fans a month. All organic followed target Twitter followers. And, you know, if anybody wants to know how to do that, just go to onlinerapmarketing.com, put your name and email address in the box, and I'll give you some information about that as well.
That's what's up, man. How you feel about them cats that be out there buying Twitter followers and buying YouTube views and stuff? How you feel about that?
I never bought any Twitter followers or bought any YouTube followers, so how I feel about it, it's a business move, you know, and if you're going to do it, just make sure that you're not getting, you know, put like this. You got to get target followers no matter what. So if you're paying for them, make sure that they're targeted. And what I mean by that is if you live in L.A. and you're trying to get your name out in L.A., well, the best fans to follow you right now might be some Kendrick Lamar fans, if that's your style, right? It all depends on that as well. There's so many elements involved. So when you're on Twitter and somebody tells you they can sell you 1,000 Twitter fans and this, are they from L.A.? Are they from, you know, Africa? Where these followers are at? Real talk, like, you really need to know where they're coming from. So I just feel like you need to look at it as a business move and an investment. And if you are buying fans in L.A. who listen to hip-hop and it's 1,000 Twitter followers or whatever, do it. But I'm going to be honest with you. You could do that on your own. You just got to learn the strategy, and you ain't got to pay nobody $50 or $100 to get you 1,000 Twitter followers, and you don't even know what. The goal is to get your followers, get them on an email list, and convert them. It's called traffic and conversion, and you want to convert them into customers. If you give them music in the front end for free, in the back end, what do you have? Like, do you got merchandise? Do you got studio time? What's your business in the back end? The front end, that music is just like an attraction. It's like that free offer. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like if you're going to buy fans, just make sure that they're targeted or don't buy them at all.
That's real, man. That's good advice from a marketing expert right there. My man, Corey Griffin, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're going to play some heat, come back, chop it up. You know how we do.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Libra scale, bitch, I been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnum, yeah, yeah, girl, love that. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's ungiven is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner plates grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success tastes great, cut the cake. You LA, yeah. Real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong lot, you can catch the buck 50, yeah. Poker cycles at the last supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamond for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Pantheon for all my zodiacs. I speak in codes, you can call it rap. I call it music, fans call it crack. Need a quote, let me hit you back. Copy that, yeah. Same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rap. That's why I hustle now for a time that I grant. Guns protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T's telling me Bell Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the street. Concrete, jungle, south side, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I just playing Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Exchange, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Corey Griffin rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Yeah, man, I like that joint that just went off, man. That was nice.
Oh, yeah?
That was nice.
You like that right there?
Yeah, yeah. Who was that?
Oh, that's me, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I like
that. Yeah. All right. I got plenty more of that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's from that, you know, Vesica Pisces right there. You know, truly Ben Frank. You know, my man Doe Wiz. I'm out of Southside Queens, you know.
Okay. So,
yeah,
so let me ask you this. Can I ask a question real quick? Is that okay?
Of course.
What do you guys believe the biggest struggle
online is right now for either yourselves or that you've seen for an artist these days? Online,
say,
internet marketing.
I would say pretty much a budget, you know what I'm saying? Because whether for any artist, whether the music is great or not, even if you have great music, if you don't have a budget, you're not really going to gain ground as far as online. And if on the other hand, you take an artist that has garbage music and he has a big budget, he's going to gain a lot of ground online, whether it's good or not. You feel me?
Yeah.
So
no, that makes
it really
sense.
Comes down to the budget. Yeah.
And to expand on that budget, to expand on the budget, you're absolutely right, man. I agree 100%. The budget is huge. And even if you do have, for those artists that are out there that do have a small budget, you know, having a plan to attach to that budget, like, okay, if you got $1,000 to spend a month, well, it makes more sense for you to go ahead and spend, you know, maybe $200 on Facebook ads, because that's where things are going nowadays, and use $5 a day instead of trying to do these big old promo deals where you're going out and you're spending thousands of dollars on maybe flyers. You just want to, you know, I agree with you 100% with that, man, and I just want to add to that is the plan behind it, you know?
Exactly. Definitely, man. Definitely have a plan behind it. Don't just go out there spending money, you know, without no plan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to have a ROI, man, a return on investment. You spend $500,
let's
get that back. You know what I mean?
Need that. You know what I'm saying? Need that, man. Got to keep that money circulating, you know?
Yeah.
For real, man.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you regarding that, man. There's a lot of promotional companies out here for indie artists. There's a lot of, you know, marketing companies and you know, different show, open mic shows artists can do. If you can give some advice to indie artists, how is the best way they can go about really choosing what company to invest their money in as far as, you know, getting their music out there?
Great question, man. That's a great question. And so the way that artists can really choose the best promo companies, you know, to spend their money and to really get their name and get their exposure out there, I would say is definitely, number one, you got to have a plan. And what I mean by that is, like, okay, yes, you're going to go to this promotional company and they're going to, you know, put you on. They're going to send out 250,000 emails. They're going to do 10,000 tweets. But, like, what about when those people go to your site? Okay, what's going to happen when they go there? Are they going to go there and then just leave? Or are they going to go there and either put an email address down and then put there or buy something, you know? Or, I mean, those are the choices that they should have and not just leave, because once they leave, they might not never come back, okay? So that's number one, is definitely figure out what are they going to do when they come to your site, your online store, you know? And what kind of experience are you going to give them? Are you going to give them some free music? Are you going to give them, you know, what are you going to give them? What's going to make them, you know, give you their email address, okay? And then the best way to choose the promo companies is definitely, you know, look at their ratings. Look at who's using what companies and see what they do. And don't be afraid to compare, you know, and look at other people's prices. Look at what they're charging, and ask questions like why. And I think the number one question, especially you hit it right on the head earlier when you said, how do I feel about people buying their Twitter, you know, followers and YouTube? Number one question you want to ask these promo companies is, who are you sending this to? Because I don't want you sending this to my mom. You know what I mean? My mom does not really listen to hip-hop like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, who are you sending this to? And then number two, like, look at their track record. You know, I've seen sites where it says they worked with all these companies, but are these companies saying that they worked with them? Okay? So do they have testimonials on the site? Like, come on, like, you know, you got to do your research. Don't throw money at people. You know, money isn't going to make you rich. You know, just because you got money doesn't mean that you're going to get all this. You got to really, really do the right thing. And so those are, I think, the top three things is, you know, have your plan of action. What's the customer experience? What's the fan experience going to be like when they come to your site? You know, are they going to stay there longer than 15 seconds? And then number two is ask these companies, you know, what, who are you targeting these 5,000? May I, and I don't need the list, but I need to know the demographics. Could you send me over, like, you know, because for me, I do hip-hop as well, and it's entrepreneur rap. So it's like, I'm not going to go to the club and rap about this stuff because they want to dance. I'm like, I rap in front of real estate investors and different people like that. You see what I'm saying? So I need a different demographic. So you just got to know your niche and just understand what these companies are doing. And number three, just look at the testimonials. Who are they working with? And the most important is who's working with them.
Definitely, man. Do your homework, artists. Do your homework.
Yeah, and don't expect no manager to do your homework either. You know, they got their own vision. They got their own kind of thing that they want to do. And if you don't have your vision, you're going to be following the manager's vision. Real talk. And I've seen a lot of managers ruin these guys' careers. I'm not a manager. I'm just a consultant, a strategist. You know what I mean? OnlineRapMarketing.com. I'm, you know, but what I want people to understand is that if they do get a manager, there's no hate to any managers out there. Just make sure that you have and you understand what's going on. You might not do the books, but you need to understand what your P&L is. You need to understand your books and your numbers. You know what I'm saying? But you need to hire an accountant or a bookkeeper to take care of it. Same thing with a manager. You need to know their role and what they're getting into, because this is your business at the end of the day.
Exactly, man. Exactly, man. Know your vision. Know what you want. For real. I like that, man. What do you feel the importance is for these indie artists out here to have something to offer to the audience and to the, you know, the viewers, something more than just music? You know what I'm saying? A lot of indie artists out here, you know, make good music, but all they really have to offer is just the music. You know, how important do you think that is?
Well, you know, I'm gonna do a what they call a story of a false, these false, I guess, fictitious characters, okay? These two hip-hop artists, independent, they both work at Starbucks, okay? They got a mixtape like every other barista. I'm just kidding. No, but everybody got a mixtape these days. But I'm going to go ahead and say the story of how two different hip-hop artists can actually give something more than just music. So you got one barista, and he works at Starbucks, and every day he goes in, and he has a different story for these customers that are like really rude to him. And you got another barista, same situation. One barista actually made a video about him and what he might be acting like he's going through to kind of go along with the society. So he's actually in the hood rapping, but he actually works at Starbucks. You know, people see him at Starbucks, and he does certain things outside of what he's saying he does and all that, but he really works at Starbucks. Then you got the other dude at Starbucks, and he isn't repping the hood. He might be from the hood, but guess what? He actually made a video about some customers at Starbucks that pissed him off, and he was in Starbucks when they closed. He got the owner's permission, made a video about him at Starbucks, and then did a video vlog for a whole month pushing this Starbucks album or whatever he did creativity-wise, and what he's giving them is art. He's giving them vision. He's giving them visuals. He's giving them, you know, his heart. He's giving them his soul. Whether he's from the hood or whether wherever he's from, he's giving them his life, his story. And see, that's the difference, is if you're not giving these people stories, you're just contributing to what a lot of these people are complaining about these days. You know, yeah, you know, you're not going to hear the stuff on the radio, but guess what? The rules have changed. You got to create your own tribe. You got to get your own raving fans. You see what I'm saying? You don't need the radio. It's nice if they play you, great. But why don't you start with an email responder like AWeber or something and just start collecting email addresses and be real with these people in their emails and give them these stories? Well, another thing that you could do, create a Facebook group, okay? Let's say you're a producer and you got 50 artists that come to you every month buying music. You're doing well, okay? Whether they're out of state or they're in state or whatever, you got 50 clients. You set up a Facebook group where every month they get a special certain amount of beats, okay? It's a private Facebook group only for your clients. and they can lease it. Let's say they buy beats from you, and I'm going to keep it real low at $200, right? Every beat you sell, $200 or whatever. You're doing them a good favor. Well, on certain days, if they're part of this group and they pay like $2 a month or something like that, and they're paying through PayPal, you can give them beats that they can select for $50. So those are things that you can do to just create a community and give back to your fans, because those are the people that matter. And it might take a while, you know?
That's smart marketing right there. The marketing expert himself, that's what I'm talking about. That's what it is,
might be
man.
A little bit too much game for him, you know?
Oh, nah, it's never too much, man. It's never too much. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Let him have it, man. This is what we do, man. We drop jewels. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Corey Griffin rock with us. We're going to play some heat, come back, chop it up. We got more jewels for you. Don't be shy, Corey. I know you got a lot more to tell him.
All right now. All
right. We'll be right back.
All my money is illegal. Let's get it back.
Remix. Remix.
American me, the lifestyle, the kings that we dream. Crack stuff in the white vials as we sing in the theme. Bringing the queens, competitors, the regulars, the idiots, the hideous, the grotesque. Shackled by oblivious, or shackled by the ignorance. A lot of people searching for deliverance, but can't find it. So be reminded, everything I say is just to cause a lost innocence. Especially when the cops used to keep us off premises. I build a dark genesis, a brand new beginning. Revolution's on the way, the sister's my arch nemesis. Civil rights era, these brothers just fought limitless. Still haven't progressed. Call it a process, while we digest food that's mostly been processed, and drinking the devil's potion, excuse me, I digress. America, America, land of the buffoons, where these characters are buried, you're building up their platoons, the earth, stars, and the moon, truth you wouldn't assume, guess we married to the lies, I no longer be the groom, truth.
America, 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 irrelevant without the dead president. America, 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 America.
I'm the ghost of hiring my best, blowing my spliff.
Oh yeah.
Torture the youth, keeping it lit. We was black militants, now we blood and grips. Time spent with false prophets, yeah. Call them counterfeits, you know who I be. Rap's noble true Ali. We black Asiatic, got the God true with me. Blaze but the White House, American dream is alive now. I got soldiers stuck in jail for life now. Fathers forgiving the government, raising our children. Feds drug stealing, the media portraying villains. Drug sales and jail sales, it all runs parallel. Everybody people chasing on the carousel. I hate 9 to 5 and underpaid job in memories of me picking cotton. Handling the snakes, home of the rotten.
Cause I have a dream.
America, America, America.
Make the relevant without the dead president.
America, America.
America, yeah, man, you keeping it real on that one, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, it sounds like you really, really gave your heart on that one, you know what I'm saying? I was
That's
listening
what
to
I
that.
Do, man, you know, ain't nothing. It's light work, baby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, it's a what double discovery. Do? I like that, man.
There you go.
That's what's up. Where you at? Are you in New York or are you in?
New York City.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn or Harlem?
Queens, New York.
Queens.
Oh, yeah.
Queens, that's what's up, man. It's Selassie's out in Brooklyn tonight at the Two Racks show, you know. So if you ever get out to Brooklyn tonight, there's a Two Racks with Selassie out there tonight. So probably going on here in a little bit. But
nice,
you out in
nice.
Queens, so you doing it big.
Oh, yes, definitely, man. Who are some of the artists that you work with so far that people might not know of, any artists?
So, actually, I'm going to an event tonight out here in San Francisco. It's called The Production, and this is, you know, kind of tagging on the conversation that we had before the song that just came on. It's actually a group called Even Odds, and you can go to evenoddsonline.com, and they got an event tonight at the Brick and Mortar in the heart of San Francisco, California, and it's called The Production, and he puts this on once a month for all his clients, and he gives his clients a platform to perform and let their music go out, and you know, it's just something that he started, but they just released the album, gave it for free, and the production and the music is sick, and it's just a breath of fresh air, I tell you. And Even Odds, man, I work with them. It's a gentleman down in Savannah, Georgia. I don't know if you know about Savannah, Georgia, down south. It's a young man named Lil Bruh with my own ENT. And he's been rocking with, like, you know, Young Ralph and a few other guys, you know, the Jug Man and a few other guys. So I work with a few of them and just a lot of artists online, man, you know, that hit me up, and I'm just here to help, you know, if they got issues with their Twitter or their Facebook, you know, I'm here. And I just work with a lot of artists that don't know how to get followers and different things like that. But those are the main ones that I work with right now. I can only work with so many because, you know, like what you talk about, you got to have multiple streams of income. So, you know, yeah, this rap business is great, but don't spend all your money investing in some real estate. And that's what I'm doing on the side, you know, and got a couple other businesses that bring in that income so that I can invest in my hip-hop and my passion.
Nice. You're in the real estate too?
Yeah, man, you got to have, you know, you got to know how to go out there and learn that financial knowledge and flip a couple of houses, you know what I'm saying, and put some stacks on you and get some.
Same here, they don't call me real estate Frank for nothing.
Yeah, man. You know, it all goes hand in hand because real talk, hip-hop and entrepreneurship is really, really, it goes hand in hand because that's what it really is, you know, at the end of the day. And I think where the state of hip-hop is right now is so open right now. You know, some people hate it, some people love it. I think it's an open playing field where you could really, really get down on this internet game and make some dough, man. It's the perfect time to be in the music business.
That is real, man. That is real. We also got our other, you know, special guest host, my man Corey, my man Casey. New Hampshire, what up, Casey? On the line. I know he on the line. If he on the line, we gonna get him up here in a minute. But chill, man.
But Ben,
tell me if. Okay.
Oh, I was just gonna say. I mean, also you asked me. You said, man, what can artists do to kind of give just their music? Look at you. Look at you.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? You got this podcast. You putting people on, and I got introduced to your music. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Go
grab the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And look at that. So you artists out there, put on a radio show. Put your favorite DJ, put your people on you around you on. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold everything yourself. Don't be selfish. Go out there and follow like what Ben is doing and be like he's an example and put people on. And play your
That's
music
right,
in,
man.
In the meantime.
Great way to network, great way to meet new people, great way to network, you know. Great way to meet new indie artists trying to grind the same way I'm trying to grind, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Mhm.
So, yeah, man, you know. It's all about networking at the end of the day, you know.
It definitely is. And it's not, I always say, you know, people be like, it's not what you know. You know what I'm saying? What is it?
Exactly.
What I mean,
you
what
ain't
is
grinding,
it?
What they, you doing?
Well, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? People say that. So I like to take it a step further. It's not what you know. It's not even who you know. It's who knows you. Because right now, I know 50 Cent, but he don't know me yet. You see what I'm saying? So the point is you really need to get in people's face, and that's what networking is all about. So you artists, get out there and network like you ain't got nothing. Like you ain't about to eat tomorrow. You feel me? Every day,
that's right.
Get out there.
24/7.
Because the internet ain't the only way to get it.
That's real. That's real, man. That's real. Where do you feel the future of the music industry is headed in the next, you know, 5-10 years?
I like to call it tribes. There's going to be these mini tribes, these little fan cultures. Everybody's going to have them. Some people are going to share them. But they're going to buy automatically. If they like you and they respect you and you're an artist and you really give your heart like Prince, they will buy from you. And
that's real.
Guess what? They might all be from Australia. Just get your music out there. You don't know. You need to get it out there.
Right.
You know?
A good example of that is my man Tech N9ne from Kansas City. Tech N9ne, indie artist, really did his thing, you know?
Yeah, and guess what? He did it before the internet.
right.
So take that same example. Exactly. Thank you, Ben. Check this out. Take that same exact example. This man, Tech N9ne, said that when he would go to a city, he would go back to that city and go back to that city no matter what. Small little cities, right? And it would start with 10 people. Then there'd be 25 people. Then there'd be 95 people. Don't forget, he has good music. Don't forget about that. But you got to get out there. If you book a city, don't forget about them little cities. I'm from a small town, Savannah, Georgia, 912 Seaport. Man, don't forget about them little cities. You got little Boosie, same way, right? Get out there and grind, man.
That's real, man. That is real. Get out there, grind, man. Real. And what's the difference between, nowadays, the difference between a publicist and a digital marketer?
I don't know, you know, I'm not going to even front, like, a publisher, I don't really know what they do. I'm a digital marketer just because I work on the internet and it's digital, you know what I'm saying, and then I'm a marketer because I love marketing. So, for me, I'm a consultant. I just help you, if you do deal with the publicists, whatever they do, just make sure you got your internet presence the right way. You got your email. You got your email box, the 3 o'clock on your website. And what I mean by that is like the top right-hand corner instead of all the way down at the bottom where nobody even scrolls down there. I just make sure you got the strategy for online. You feel me? And I create community. So I really can't answer what a publicist does because I've never been one or I haven't come across too many. But for me, with my clients, we just work on a strategy. We work on a real plan, like, okay, what's your budget, like we talked about, okay, and then we're going to do this, Facebook ads, I'm going to show you how to do them, and then from there, you're going to test and measure, because everything's test and measure, you know, you put risk in everything, you just got to educate yourself so you can lower that risk, and if you know that you have a certain demographic on Facebook from Utah, let's say you're in, Lake George, Utah, you got a whole bunch of people from there. I hope I said that right. why would you go to Connecticut if your Facebook fans are telling you? You know, so you got to know your analytics. That's definitely the difference, is that I just don't know what a publicist is. Could you educate me on what a publicist does?
Pretty much same thing a digital marketer does. It's just the old school way of saying it, I guess, you know. A publicist, I guess a publicist would do more things like pretty much lead the artist to, like, booking shows and, maybe more in-depth than just the digital aspect of the marketing. A publicist might do a little more, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Like I said, no disrespect to any publishers out there. I think that their job is phenomenal. I just don't know exactly. I'm not educated on what they do. I'm ignorant in that area. But I think you're right. You know, they kind of help you connect with the right people and, you know, make sure you're in the right news or on the right websites and different stuff like that. You know, for me, there's no guarantees, right? Like, I'm trying to teach people how to be their own business owner. You know what I mean?
Right.
At the end of the day, and because I think the issue with the industry right now is we got a lot of dependent rappers. They depend on a manager. They depend on a label to give them a budget. You know, and they not taking responsibility of their own business and getting out there and really pushing their stuff and learning analytics and the tools that are online. You know what I mean? To really, it's so you can start you can get a website for less than $500 these days. You know, if you just stick around, I mean, you can outsource and just people from India will build your site up for $300-$400, man.
Dirt cheap, for real. That's
so
what it is,
you know,
man.
And then you just got to see how you can get that website some traffic, you know, and then convert that traffic. Like it all goes back to the basics: traffic and conversion, right? It's like
that's
a store.
That's what it takes. That's about it, man. That's about it. You want to give, you know, all the listeners your Twitter info, all the info to contact you at and see everything you got going on?
Yeah, man, if you guys want to keep up with me, I'm at I Am Corey Griffin on Instagram and on Twitter. We got onlinerapmarketing.com on Facebook, and then you can go to the website as is, onlinerapmarketing.com. And we're also reach out to me if you're successful, if you're already making some things happen, then I'd love to talk to you about more of it. Hip hop digital exposure. We got the podcast in iTunes, and that's cracking, you know. So that's where we're at, man. And you know, if you want to talk to me about some consulting, we can put you through an application. And if you're a good fit and I'm a good fit for you, we'll see what's up. You know, it's not about the money. It's about the relationship with me, you know.
That's real right there, man. That's real. Don't get no better than that, man. Any artist, definitely check out my man, Corey Griffin, man, doing big things, man. Well, you got any new future projects you working on? Any future endeavors you want to plug into the people you got going on?
Yeah. Actually, you know, I got a program, how to get 1,000 Twitter followers a month with just 15 minutes a day, and that's actually coming out by the end of this month. It's a little program just to help some indie artists, you know, that just want to get their own organic Twitter followers like we was talking about before. And, yeah, I'm going to keep plugging out some products for these artists, man, so that they can learn how to set up their own websites and, you know, make sure that when people are going to their site, they're getting some kind of email address or somebody's paying them, you know, and it's not just about them paying you, but getting that relationship. So you guys just keep up with me for sure. We got a community. You know, I got a private community. I don't let everybody in it. It's a hustle and grind online mastermind. If you want to be a part of that, you can apply to that. And, yeah, you know,
that's
where you get access to me.
You down with that? What? Can I roll the team?
If I may, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, my man,
all right, listen. Right now I'm a marketing major. I had an option to opt out with marketing opposed to digital marketing. Can you explain to me at my age and with a very lucrative career within hip-hop what's the difference between traditional marketing and digital marketing, and how does it benefit those who want to work in the hip-hop industry with the bachelor's degree?
That is a great question. The number one thing I could say is that I don't know, it was all over the headlines, and it was funny, but it was also a shocker to me. Wu-Tang was looking for a social media manager.
Wow.
Did you see that?
Since when?
It was on Craigslist. It could have been a hoax. It could have been a hoax.
Yeah, it's a hoax,
but
man.
It was on
it's
the internet.
Be a hoax.
No, listen. Businesses these days, I run a cleaning service. I definitely need a social media manager pretty soon. Once we start, you know, we're doing some things in San Francisco, but the point is that artists, they need, especially if they're like Kid Ink, you see what I'm saying? I get Kid Ink's their Facebook ads come on for that for his song that he just did with Chris Brown all the time. You see what I'm saying? Sponsored ads through Facebook. I know Kid Ink ain't sitting there doing that, so he hires social media managers. You know,
I have,
and so that's where the digital aspect. But don't discard the regular marketing because, the traditional marketing because it's the same. Look, it's the same rules, the same game. Just some new players like Facebook and Twitter is posters and different stuff. They still work. You know, the difference is you just want to drive the traffic from the offline to online. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate your response. I do have a follow-up question.
As
a digital marketer yourself, correct? Does a digital marketer not understand what a publicist does for a profession? You guys are like, you bond. You guys need to work together closely.
Yeah.
A publicist
should
be a digital marketer's wet dream. Excuse my language. I was just wondering why your take on that. So what you offer your clients, I'm just curious.
Absolutely. So really, as a digital marketer, a publicist would be a great, great power partner for me.
How do you know that?
I'm
sorry, I'm just calling in.
No, that's fine.
I'm just calling in. You just stated you did not know what a publicist does.
Because me and Ben talked about it, and from my understanding that he said, a publicist would be a great power partner for me. But what I was saying was that I don't use publicists as for anything right now because of the fact that all my clients come through my email, my email campaign and through my marketing campaign that I set up as a business owner. So really, it's internet marketing skills applied to the hip hop world. So it's not necessarily
towards social media or exposure. See, publicist is more towards exposure. One stroke of a key, we already had solicited music to 1,000 college radio, some Clear Channel, whatever. I believe that digital marketing controls social media, as you keep bringing the points back to that, which brings it more to the technology side of the aspect. I'm just personally asking such loaded and hard questions. I thank you for answering them, only because, my career choice is on the edge, and anytime I see an opportunity to go ahead and, be proactive, I try to go ahead and get another's perspective.
Yes. And I appreciate the questions because you're helping not just me, yourself, but everybody in the audience that's listening clarify what this is. And to answer your question, yes, you are absolutely right. It is focused more on social media, the internet, but also the strategy that's behind it. Whereas a publicist, like you said, can stroke a key, one finger, and do this, so many things. I personally am not going to promise anybody that, but what I can promise you is we'll sit down and we'll put together a strategy that you want to hit your goals. So we just go raw, like, okay, you want to make $1,000 a month from your music, how many email addresses do you need and how many downloads do you need? And if you play the rule of numbers, let's just say you get 6% of 1,000 emails, how many downloads are going to get that, and you just have to work and try to get those numbers organically,
That brings
so
it back to traditional marketing, demographics, pinpoint, age groups, all the way across the board.
Yeah. It's really traditional marketing and just digital in front of it because right now we're in that age where, the strategy, the Facebook is a product. Twitter is a product.
Absolutely.
Now. Apple, BlackBerry, these things were fruits when I was a kid. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not that old. I'm pretty sure when everybody was a kid, these things were fruits. And now they're actually computers and phones, So we have actual products here that we're dealing with and strategy behind it where, if you really look at the demographics on the people that are in these groups on Facebook and Twitter and they're there. And the internet is very small and
one last
time,
One last follow-up question. Do you believe that sites, social networking sites such as Facebook, you know, even with the new, if you sign up with a Microsoft account, the new Windows 8, the sharing of information and the whole like feature is kind of rubbing out the traditional marketing, because they're already getting on a daily basis statistics. Every time you hit like, they know where you live, they know how old you are, they know if you're male or female, anything that you wish to share, email addresses and across the board. Do you believe that eventually it will phase out traditional marketing, the digital era of the whole like system?
Man, that's a great question. You know, I'm a digital marketing expert. I can't predict the future, but what I can say is I don't think it's going to just kick out traditional marketing, because we are people, and you can't beat face-to-face, looking somebody's whites of somebody's eyes. You know, you just can't beat that. And I just know that traditional marketing works. I mean, direct mail works in the marketing world right now. It still works. You know, phone calls still work. Text messaging is probably going to get really huge. But I just don't think that it's just going to kill the traditional marketing. I just believe it's just going to add on to it, where you're just going to have to drive people to your websites and drive people to these certain pages that help you just build a better community around your music. And I think it's going to phase out a lot of the bullshit, or excuse my language, a lot of the BS people that are just trying to get into the money. You know, it's going to really create the real fans, you know, and then once you get those real fans, you can send them direct mail, you know, hey, I got a show. If they trust you enough to give you their address, you know.
What's your opinion on YouTube moving corporate?
Well, you know, I've seen the information about what they're going to do. There's other hosting sites, and I think that's why I really believe that these artists should really push to get an email address, because I've been saying it for a long time. MySpace isn't, you know, I mean, it's there, but it's not like what it used to be. Facebook could be the same way. Twitter, Instagram, you know, they come out every day. And so you really, the best thing that you could do is build a relationship with your list. It just goes back to the basics of building that list. I mean, even in traditional marketing, you know, as a investor, or even as any as a business owner, your kind of lifeblood of your business relies on your list of customers. So it's the same way, you know, it's just email addresses, you know. So I just
Absolutely.
Think that it you shouldn't worry about it if you are building your list. If Kid Ink has a list of 100,000, 200,000 emails, if 10% of them buy, you know, I mean, I just say, look, if you work at a bar and you can build, if you got great music, you work at a bar, it's not going to be hard to replace that income with your music.
That's real, man. I like that for real.
I do appreciate you fielding all those questions. Those aren't only for the listeners.
Thank you.
Those are for my personal endeavors.
Yeah.
Thank you,
good
man.
Question.
And I wish you luck in those personal endeavors, man. And
I would actually
value
like,
to the marketplace.
I would actually like you to see if maybe off air or some you and I could further a conversation a little bit further than what the radio has time for.
Dude,
I would
love
like
to
pick
have
your
a conversation.
Mind.
Yeah, just if you can, hit me up on Twitter, DM me your number, and I'll shoot you a call in the next couple of days. No problem at all.
You want to shoot that Twitter out again? Yes, sir. You want to shoot that Twitter out?
Yes. I am Corey Griffin, and it's Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, and it's Griffin, like, you know, the family guy, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Corey Griffin.
Nice.
And I am
it
Casey
is,
Taylor. Just a simple man with a plan.
That's my man, Casey. That's
my
is.
Man, Big Ben.
So, Corey, you want to leave some lasting advice? You want to leave some lasting advice to the indie artists to tune in?
Yes. I can't forget them three resources I was going to give you guys. You guys might be using them. You might not. But these are free resources. I don't own them or nothing. You know, they might, some of them might charge, but they got free accounts and stuff that you could do. So, Bedloo. BEDLOO.com. You seen the Migos, they had a song about it. Well, go to that, and when you come out with music, you can actually compare, like, clothes and all these different things, but you can come out with some music and be like, which song you like? And then now you know what the fans like, you feel me? And then you can put that to your site, embed it to your site, or have your developer embed it to your site or whatever, and then now you're driving traffic to your site. So that's BEDLOO.com. great, great resource.
B-E-E-D-L-O? Two E's?
B-E-D-L-O-O.
Okay.
Like bad news.
Oh, two O's, one E. Okay.
Yeah. And it's a great site, man, and you can compare and contrast different, you know, stuff. You know what I mean? Check it out. You'll like it. The second resource is called Storify.com, S-T-O-R-I-F-Y. And, you know, I might have spelled that wrong. I'm not in front of my computer or anything. But it will come up in Google, you know, and what it is, it's like a story. You can take the internet. Let's say you go to – there's the Essence Festival this weekend, okay? Let's say you go to the Essence Festival. Instead of you posting all your stuff on Facebook and with Facebook and Twitter's this word that they use, algorithm, this algorithm that they use, sometimes people don't see your post just because Facebook doesn't show it to them, okay?
The one and zero fell in the wrong spot.
And so with Storify, what you can do is you can turn the Essence Festival, what you did that whole day, and you could actually take, you know, people's timelines Redman was there, and you just took his timeline and put it on your Storify. And it tells a story, man. And you can just talk about what you did, and it all goes to your website. That's another way to drive traffic to your website so you can collect email addresses, let people download your mixtapes, okay? And the third resource is really, really dope, and it's free as well. It's called Slidely, S-L-I-D-E-L-Y, Slidely. And what this does, it allows you to, let's say you had a show or a private listening last night, and what you can do is take a lot of pictures, upload those photos onto Slidely, take your music from SoundCloud, the song that you just released, you know, your favorite song from the album or whatever that you just released, and post that. And you could even post it and then boost it for $5 or $10 a day on Facebook and let more people see it, right? And what it does, it engages people than just having the SoundCloud go up. You know, because there's pictures, and then you get to show people what they missed last night, especially if they're from another city, but they really, really like you. So those are three internet resources that are free that you can post on your website and drive traffic to your website, gather email addresses if you have an enticing something that you're giving away or whatever, and go from there, man. I hope I didn't take too much time.
Not at all, man. It's all good, man. We're going to go into the next segment of the show, you know, the rundown. Talk about the hip-hop news, the global politics, economics, everything that's going on in the world pretty much. You know, we have all the news articles on the website, of course, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. If you want to rock with us for this next segment, for the end of the show to 8:30, you know, more than welcome, bro.
Cool. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
We do, too.
That's what it is, man. Yeah, you know how we do, Casey, man. You rock with us all the time, man. You know.
Respect.
Yeah, it's only right, man. So let's get straight to it, man.
But since predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion, this as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation and the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah. It's one of your favorite parts of the show. Rundown, hip-hop news, global politics, economics, all that good stuff. Everybody log on to the site, www.hhse.biz. That's what it is. We're going to get to the hip-hop news. First up, Do the Right Thing's 25th anniversary. Now, if y'all didn't know, y'all should already know the legendary Spike Lee movie, Do the Right Thing. They had their 25th year anniversary out there in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn this past Saturday. It was popping, man. You had Erykah Badu out there. You had Mos Def out there, Talib Kweli, Spike Lee, Chuck D. Oh, a lot of, you know, great legendary people out there, man, just, you know, coming together just to, you know.
Yeah. Had a little technical difficulties. Pardon us on our part, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, we back live on the air. Got about 5 minutes left for the show, so we just going to finish off with some music, man. Definitely want to say shout-out, man. Salute to my man, Corey Griffin, for rocking with us. Definitely gave us a lot of good advice regarding, you know, digital marketing. I know a lot of indie artists definitely benefited from, you know, the advice that he was talking about. Got my man Casey back on the line. What's up, Casey?
What's going on?
Yeah, a little technical difficulties, but it's all right. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. It's all right, man. But, yeah, man, I just want to definitely say salute to my man Corey Griffin, man. Definitely dropped a lot of jewels, you know?
No doubt.
That's what it is, man. We're going to just finish off the show with some good music, man. We're going to do the rundown, of course, next week's show. Everybody can definitely check out the site, man. We got a lot of great articles on there. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. Everybody check that out, man. Also, the Futures Exchange page, we got the hottest videos of your favorite artists on there, too, man. Got the social network going good on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, too. Everybody check that out, too. Shout out to all the listeners, man, all the supporters, all the listeners. Everybody on Twitter that hold us down, man, all the indie artists. Y'all know what it is. Support. Have to support good music. Keep sending in good music. We got y'all. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. You know how we do, Casey.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Let's get straight to it, man. Till next week. See y'all when we see y'all. Go download that Old Money's Legal. As above, so below. Mixtape on that piff right now. It's on there right now. Check that out. Get it, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I'ma take niggas back. You know what I'm saying? Sunday night, West Side Highway, 27th and 12th Avenue, the notorious home of the chooks, home of the robbery, home of the body, the illest club in New York, the tunnel. Yo, let's take it back to the tunnel. With a hood to run upon you, for the chook, son. As soon as they play shook once, the walls from Brooklyn always roll deep. Who shot ya? Somebody getting rocked to sleep. Security making, taking shims off in the winter. Had to walk through the metal detectors before you enter. When you get inside, might be a homicide. With that New York hip hop, somebody might get shot. This is where they snatch shoes, waiting to splash you. Flex screaming out in the club, don't let them gas you. Niggas taking pictures of money, you know, cash rooms. Bitches give a head in the unisex bathroom. This is hell where the criminals dwell. Half the goons in the club just came home from jail. Other half couldn't come cause they couldn't make bail. It's cold in the west side, it ain't hard to tell. And so,
let's take you back.
I'm talking sick of kids, murderers, and YPD.
wasn't just niggas from the NYC. It was CPDCVAPANCLIMCNJ at the time. Take
you back.
Take you back to the time.
Let's take you way, way back.
Sticky Megan, Fresh Road Star, black ski mask, hoodies and crowbars. Hip-hop jurors, prestige, lyrical flow guards. Grew up in a tunnel, we came here to expose y'all to the most dangerous nightclub in the whole world. Unemployed ex-con, thugging with no job. Chain snatching, stick-up killers who came to go rob. Pocket knife, gym star, box cutters to blow y'all. Drug trafficking, coke pills and hydro jars. Fly diva, hood rat, dime bitches with no draws. Finger waves, braids and shades, giving out blowjobs. Wrapped around the corner, the tunnel line was so long. Skip everybody, Brooklyn niggas was so strong. The ice grill era, face fighting gets sold on. Punch you in your face and give you a fucking nose job. These bougie clubs and day parties control y'all. The real recognize the real, we don't even know y'all.
Let's take you back.
Fire.